From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series on the Lord's Prayer. Dr. Cairns is now dealing with the second main division of the petitions in the prayer, which includes the words, Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From our need for a sight of the glory and grace of God, the prayer has now turned to the everyday concerns of life. As the Bible shows clearly, God is concerned about the well-being and the behavior of His people during their earthly lives. These petitions are intended to humble us by showing us ourselves, our poverty, our depravity, our folly, and our frailty. By showing us ourselves as we really are, these petitions force us to cast ourselves entirely upon God. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to some words from Faith's Checkbook, a devotional collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional asks the question, What sanctifies our offerings? The text is found in Leviticus chapter 4 and verse 7. And the priest shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar of sweet incense before the Lord. The altar of incense is the place where saints present their prayers and praises, and it is delightful to think of it as sprinkled with the blood of the great sacrifice. This it is which makes all our worship acceptable with Jehovah. He sees the blood of His own Son, and therefore accepts our homage. It is well for us to fix our eyes upon the blood of the one offering for sin. Sin mingles even with our holy things, and our best repentance, faith, prayer, and thanksgiving could not be received of God, were it not for the merit of the atoning sacrifice. Many sneer at the blood, but to us it is the foundation of comfort and hope. That which is on the horns of the altar is meant to be prominently before our eyes when we draw near to God. The blood gives strength to prayer, and hence it is on the altar's horns. It is before the Lord, and therefore it ought to be before us. It is on the altar before we bring the incense. It is there to sanctify our offerings and gifts. Come, let us pray with confidence. Since the victim is offered, the merit has been pleaded. The blood is within the veil, and the prayers of believers must be sweet unto the Lord.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
psalmist prayed, he cried, as the 86th Psalm tells us, "Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy." And you know, that's how to pray. I think one of the greatest weaknesses in the modern church is that we have reduced prayer to asking God to rubber stamp the already arrived at decisions of the flesh. We have our committees. We have our planning. We have this. We have that. We have the other thing. Many missionary societies now even have a database on a computer system that will select candidates for this field or that field or the other field. And they will say, by your training, by your education, by your disposition, by your health, by this, by that, you should go there. If there had been computers in the day of CT, study would never have made it to the mission field. The Holy Ghost does not lead us to pray, "Lord, put your rubber stamp on our decisions arrived at without God." Prayer brings us to the Lord empty, poor, and urgently needy. When a sinner first comes to Christ, how can he come? Unless he comes this way, he does not come. He makes a mockery of coming. And all the decisionism of modern churches that racks up numbers of converts on some other basis is but a figment of depraved imagination. How does a sinner come to Christ? "Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. I come poor, naked, and needy, and I must find my sufficiency for salvation alone in Christ." That's the way a sinner comes. And when that sinner is saved by grace, he must always come on exactly the same basis. Not my merit, not my ability, not my strength, but Christ and Christ alone. So the first thing that these petitions teach us about ourselves is our poverty. Second thing they teach us about ourselves is our depravity. For the next petition is, "Forgive us." Now we're saved. Jesus is talking here about people who are saved, who are redeemed by precious blood, regenerated by the sovereign act of the Holy Ghost, placed into union with Jesus Christ in the body which is his church of the firstborn. We are saved. But yet he says, when you come to pray for yourself, recognize not only your inward poverty, but your inward depravity, and pray, "Forgive us." You see, Christians must never take a light or easy view of sin. We must not fall into the relativism that has so gutted the moral fiber of America and is doing a very fair job in the church. We must not define sin just to being a step after the world. We must take a biblical view of sin and righteousness. And we must recognize what the Apostle Paul said. And this is the greatest preacher in the world. This is the greatest missionary on earth. This is the man who was so Christ-like and so blessed in his communion that he was brought up into the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body, he couldn't tell. He was in close communion with God, hearing and seeing such things as it was even unlawful to speak about. And this man says, "In me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform I find not." And looking at that flesh, he cried, "O wretched man that I am!" Every time I read a verse like that, I must say, I have to be careful. Because I can get very angry when I think of all the self-esteem specialists that are running around doing ungodly seminars in the name of Jesus Christ in Christian churches. Telling you that the way for you to succeed in life is to adopt the notions of the world of how to look at yourself. Whereas the Apostle Paul is saying, I look inside, and instead of trying to feel good about myself, I recognize another law warring within my members. I find something in me. And I'm not going to blame it on the devil. It's not the devil. It is me. It is my flesh. It is my old man. Warring against God. When I would do good, this evil old man is still within me. Oh, wretched man that I am. That's a Christian view of sin. Sin is not just to be externalized, that you do this and you don't do that. Oh, that's an outworking of your doctrine of sin and righteousness. But sin must not be reduced to little externalities. Sin is an inbred, indwelling vileness that will not depart till death or glorification. If we say that we have no sin, 1 John 1 and 8 tells us we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Verse 10 goes even further and says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar. When you come to pray, never, never forget your poverty, your inward depravity. Because that recognition of inward depravity will lead you to the cross. The new man within you will always come to the fountain filled with blood. There will therefore be a magnifying of Christ and a longing after true holiness. We learn our depravity. We learn our folly. Lead us. Why? Because left to ourselves, we will always wander. That's the picture the Savior's giving us here. Oh, it humbles us. Many and many a time I pray, when I think of God leaving Hezekiah to try him, many a time I cry to God, leave me not for one second even to try me. Because I'd be no better than Hezekiah. No wiser than Hezekiah. Left to ourselves, we'll wander. The mind of the flesh is enmity against God. And always so. The nature of man is always to go astray. All we like sheep have gone astray. And Christians must always be wary of this fleshly folly. Do you remember what the psalmist prayed in the 119th Psalm, verse 176? I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Now, to the mind of the ungodly, there's an open contradiction there. To the mind instructed by the Spirit, there's no contradiction. But on the one hand, he's saying, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. On the other hand, he says, Lord, I am thy servant, and I have not forgotten thy commandments. How can you reconcile those two things? Very, very simply, just look in the mirror. If you're a Christian, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll know what the psalmist is talking about. With all my heart, I am thy servant. Not for all the world would I give up the word of God and give up the commandments of God. But yet, left to myself, I always wander away. In the words of the old hymn, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. What folly. These past Sabbath evenings we've been thinking about the life of Abraham. We have thought of his folly, following the logic of the flesh. In the case of Hagar, you can add to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joshua, David, Peter, Paul, Barnabas. The list goes on and on and on and on. Even great men, at best, are foolish. Remember that when you come to pray. And then, of course, these petitions show us our frailty. Deliver us. Our weakness here. We are no match for sin. We are no match for Satan. We are no match for the sorrows and the calamities of life. If we're going to have to carry these things, these burdens on our own shoulders, if I must find a way through all the sin and the opposition of the devil and the sorrows of life, if I must battle my way through those things, I am going to be defeated. There's no man has the ability, the power to do those things. We must confess, in the words of Jehoshaphat's great prayer, we have no might against this great company. You look at the satanic company that's against the people of God. We have no might against that. You look at the worldly company out there. We have no might against that. You look at even the things that come into your life by way of trial and temptation, sorrow and pain. These are things that would naturally drag you down to defeat. And what do? You come to the Lord confessing your frailty. Now the Savior brings these things together. Why? To humble us. Because it's only as a man sees his need that that man will urgently, really, faithfully pray. So stupid are we that give us the slightest glimmer of hope in the flesh, the slightest hope in the strength that we can muster, and we will always, without fail, depend on ourselves. So these things show us ourselves in order to humble us.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.